So how do you feel about him now? I mean, what kind of person do you think he was? He had not always an easy life.
No, he did not. He married in, I think, 1840. And in the course of his marriage, he had 11 children. That's a very large family to support. And Howard was an active architect, but he was not necessarily a builder.
Right.
A lot of the architects, like James Gallier Sr., who once testimony said, "I consider Henry Howard one of the most accomplished architects of this city. But unlike Mr. Howard, I'm not used to selling my drawings. I have always tied my drawings and my architecture to my building." So he would be getting a fee for the drawings, fee for the specifications, a fee for the superintendence of the building construction, and a fee being the builder. Howard didn't have that advantage.
Right.
He never had a building company, although he did build certain buildings. He was the builder for Maidwood. He was the builder for Belle Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he built one building in the city of New Orleans in 1852, which cost about $1,200, if I remember correctly, for a man
wow.
named Charles Yancey. And he said, after 1856, I never built again. I strictly designed.
And then at the end of his life, he sold his architectural drawings, and those are missing now, mm-hmm. which is a great loss.
After the Civil War, there was a boom, and the architects began putting up incredible buildings. You know, look at James Gallier Jr.'s building for Mr. Luling. And it was used as Louisiana Jockey Club for years and years and years. That building is an absolute tour de force.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing that Henry Howard designed after the Civil War was a $60,000 building, which was designed specifically as a brothel.
Well, there you go. That's
But in 1873, the panic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And all building practices pretty much ground to a halt in this city because there was just no one had any money anymore. And it was very, very difficult to build. But he succeeded in building some. They all succeeded in building. But they were not building at that kind of a rate before. And with that large of a family still to support, he started financially to go downhill. And then he began to get ill also.
Yeah.
And that did not help matters. He separated from his wife in 1872, and they never divorced. But it must have been some kind of bitterness there because in one of the city directory entries, she enters herself as the widow Henry Howard.
Ah.
I don't know what went on there.
There's a little mystery, yeah.
Yeah. In 1879, he began to show a shakiness in his handwriting.
Yeah.
It's not there in July, but within months, it's there. And it's got all the hallmarks of ALS.
It's amazing what handwriting reveals all this time, you know, it's still there.